We're taking a break here on the Simi Sarah Show. When we come back, living positively with HIV. We'll talk to a gentleman who was celebrating last night the 30th anniversary of AIDS Vancouver. Bradford McIntyre joining us right after this.
This is the Simi Sarah Show on CKNW. CKNW's Sunday Night Sex Show.
It's on TV. It's at your friend's wedding. It helped to build the pyramids. It's sex, and it's time we talk about it. I'm Maureen McGrath, and we do just that every Sunday at 8. Or, if you just can't wait, feel free to check out my website, backtothebedroom.ca.
CKNW Sunday Night Sex Show with Maureen McGrath. Sunday nights at 8 on CKNW.
Only with Alarm Force, you get the best protection at the best price. Our Alarm Force system comes with no-charge live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty. And it's only $25 per month for monitoring. Plus, did you know that you can get an Alarm Force home security system even if you don't have a home phone line? No home phone line? No problem. Our cell wave technology sends a cellular signal when your alarm is triggered, connecting your home and the Alarm Force central station. So call today at 1-800-267-2001. That's 1-800-267-2001. And join the 250,000 people protected by Alarm Force. Get the peace of mind knowing that your house and family are protected by the most trusted name in home security.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Alarm Force is listed on the TSX.
Every year in British Columbia, we lose hundreds of hectares of our forests to wildfires, costing the province millions of dollars and threatening thousands of livelihoods, communities, and homes. Even worse, nearly half of those fires were preventable. Please, be responsible with campfires. And if you see a wildfire, call star 5555 on your cell. Learn more at bcwildfire.ca. A message from the Government of British Columbia.
Sunblock? Check. Towels? Check. Flip-flops? Check. Crime scene tape? Check. TLN brings you to Miami with CSI Miami, where the cops do the limbo into the crime scene.
How low can you go?
Welcome to Miami. Learn how they solve crimes without ever taking off your shades. Impress everyone on that sun-filled Miami beach with CSI Miami. Weeknights only on TLN.
Hi, I'm Ernie from The Foam Shop, where your comfort is our business. Are your camper cushions crushed? Roughing It is so yesterday. Get the rest you need and the comfort you deserve to make your holiday a relaxing one. The Foam Shop can help make your holidays more relaxing with camper cushions and mattresses, seating cushions, boat mattresses, hiking pads, and more. Prepare for a comfortable holiday at The Foam Shop. Ah, that's better.
CKNW News Talk 980, BC's news leader.
Welcome back to the Simi Sarah Show. I'm Jill Kropp, sitting in for Simi this week while she's on vacation. I want to mention that Bruce Allen will be here next week. Should be a lot of fun. Make sure you tune in for that. If you're in the Metro Vancouver area, you've probably heard or you know already that Pride Week is underway. The big parade happening this weekend.
Yes, on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great time. 600,000 people expected to turn out for that. Truly remarkable. Joining us in studio right now is Bradford McIntyre, who has been living with AIDS for how long, Bradford?
29 years. I was diagnosed in 1984.
When you were diagnosed in 1984, when did you think you were going to die?
Well, actually, in 1985, I visited an AIDS specialist for the first time, and in that appointment, I was told to go home, arrange my finances and funeral, and inform my family I had 6 months to live.
1985. Let's tick the clock past year by year.
And really, you know, I mean, I survived that. I didn't die in the 6 months. And then death sentence was, you know, 2 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 7, until things actually changed where we, you know, actually Julio Montana here in British Columbia. Vancouver has been attributed to the triple combination therapy, which, you know, changed HIV from a death sentence to more like a chronic illness if you are treated.
Mm-hmm. So do you believe that living here in BC has helped save your life, helped make your life longer?
Absolutely. I visited here in 1994, and actually it was when I was here that I decided when I go home that I would contact the media and let them know that I've been living with HIV for almost over a decade and healthy. And if I could, you know, move to Vancouver. While I was here, I explored the different organizations. At the time, it was Positive Living BC, was called British Columbia Persons with AIDS Society, AIDS Vancouver, Friends for Life. And I just got a sense that the care here for HIV/AIDS was far superior to Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sure seems to be. I know Dr. Julio Montana is receiving an award this week for his work. He's really done remarkable things. You came out on television. You said it was the Deanie Petty Show back in 1994 on World AIDS Day. So you obviously then came out as gay and with HIV. That's a double whammy.
Yeah, well, I never really had a coming out as far as being gay. My family and myself were always comfortable with the fact that I was gay.
How lucky for you, because not everybody has.
That's right. No, I grew up with a wonderful foundation of love, and that was never an issue. However, when I did find out that I was HIV positive, I hid that I was HIV positive.
No,
I've never hid the fact that I was gay, but then there I was hiding the fact that I was HIV positive. But that was based on the stigma, you know, worried about loss of, you know, home or job or even family, because that's what we were hearing.
For sure. And when this first showed up, we didn't know how contagious it was. You know, there was a lot of fear about how you could contract HIV. Just people would probably not shake your hand if they knew you had HIV. You received the Pride Legacy Award on July 20th. How vindicating or how did that feel?
Well, it was wonderful because it was a two-parter too, in as much as I've been an advocate for creating awareness for over 20 years. Last November, I was awarded the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal for excellence in the field of HIV/AIDS in Canada. And that was a tremendous honor. Receiving the Pride Legacy Award, for me, it wasn't just about the fact that I, you know, what I'd been doing creating HIV awareness, but it acknowledged as a gay person I was doing this work, and the GLBT community is my family, so it was a great honor.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about educating people about HIV today, because despite all we know and despite, you know, the medicine that's available now and the lives that are saving, people are still contracting HIV. It's ridiculous, really.
It is, and HIV can be eradicated,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it takes, you know, either, you know, a sexual encounter where you're infected or an exchange of needles, and so both can be prevented. And in the early years, we didn't know. You know, I came out of a relationship that I had been in, a monogamous relationship for nearly a decade, and the first person that I slept with, I was infected with HIV. That's still happening today. HIV can be prevented, you know. High risk is sex without protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
it's pretty darn simple.
It is very simple, and yet for 20 years I've been trying to help educate, you know, people on the fact that you don't want to be infected with HIV. You know, it affects every aspect of your life, you know, in so many ways you can't even imagine. And to have to be monitored, you know, as far as, you know, your blood work, and to be to adhere to the medications is not easy. And not everyone can tolerate the medications, so not everybody has access as well. there are lots of, you know, issues around being infected, and certainly people, you know, you would think would want to protect themselves. And here in Canada, our youth is infected, our women are infected, our Aboriginal communities infected, our seniors now are a growing number of HIV positive infections. We really, you know, need to continue educating people so that they actually, you know, think to have a conversation around, you know, safe sex, you know, prior to engaging in.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if we were all just a whole lot more comfortable with this? That's the funny thing. We just get all squirmy, and we're talking about your life and the rest of your life, so we shouldn't be all squirmy. We're going to take a break here on the Simi Sarah Show. We'll be back with Bradford McIntyre right after this.
This is the Simi Sarah Show on CKNW.
You probably have some great plans for the upcoming long weekend. Friends, barbecues, hanging out. But you just heard the Canadian Blood Service's blood signal, which means that right now, there's a greater need for blood. So we're asking you to take your friends and donate blood before the long weekend. Together, you could save someone's life. You've heard the signal. Now call 1-888-2-DONATE to book your appointment. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
Why download the CKNW app? The CKNW app is your connection to local news. If a story breaks in Vancouver, you'll find an update on the CKNW app. The CKNW app also streams CKNW live, so you can listen to your favorite CKNW talk shows in crystal clear sound. Stay connected to the place you live with local news updates 24/7. Get your free download now in the iTunes Store or use the link at cknw.com.
Life puts wrinkles in your face. Let Feels Like a Facelift help take them out. Feels Like a Facelift is a clinically proven skincare system designed to work on those fine lines and wrinkles and make you look years younger. Here's what Joan has to say.
Every time I use it, I notice a difference. My skin is so moist, I just wouldn't be without it now.
Feels Like a Facelift is a remarkable skincare system that harnesses powerful anti-aging botanicals, lifting away the lines and wrinkles that age you prematurely. Feels Like a Facelift is available at Mark's Pharmacy Delta, McDonald Prescriptions on Broadway, and on Manager's Special at all Linen Drugs.
Add some summertime splash to your bathroom with a summer renovation package from the Ensuite Bath & Kitchen Showroom in Port Coquitlam. Full bathroom renovation packages start at only $895, featuring designer brand name products like Kohler, Hi-Tech, Ryobell, and Brizo. And that includes expert advice from the Ensuite's own design consultants. Book your summer renovation package today, available for a limited time only and only at the Ensuite Bath & Kitchen Showroom on Cabot Way in Port Coquitlam. EnsuitePoco.com.
Dean and Steve here from Bridge Chrysler. Hey, Stevie, there's the king of this, the king of that.
But I know that you're the master of the universe and the master of trucks. Why?
Maple Ridge Chrysler stocks more trucks, sells more trucks than any dealer in BC by far.
How do we do that?
One at a time, man. We start them off at $18,999 in.
What's that payment like?
Only $119 every 2 weeks. Taxes in. 96 months at 3.9%.
I need 10 grand cash back?
No problem. Your payment only goes to $149 every 2 weeks in.
So come on down to Maple Ridge Chrysler. We're closer than you think.
With BCAA Travel Insurance, you're good to go grab those cross-border deals. Where you're good to fill up on cheap gas. And you're good to chase those door crasher sales. Hopefully without crashing into the door. But if something happens, you're good to go see a doctor.
She'll be fine.
And not wait till you get home. Policy terms apply. Learn more and purchase at BCAA.com. You're good to go.
You're listening to CKNW News Talk 980, BC's news leader.
Welcome back to the Simi Sarah Show. We're talking sex now with Bradford McIntyre. He and I were just speaking in the commercial break. You have some really startling information that people need to hear. But like I was saying earlier, it makes folks a little bit squirmy because we're talking sex. And you're just telling me now that one of the big concerns is with people, and not just from the gay community, who go away on vacation and have a sexual sexual contact with someone they don't know and come home infected with more than just HIV.
Yes, they're not necessarily just being infected with HIV, but they could have a host of other infections, syphilis, gonorrhea, you know, herpes, human papillomavirus, hepatitis, You know, so it's not necessarily just an HIV infection. The other thing is that when a person is infected, they may also be resistant to the medications that the individual that infected them was taking, and not
taking
have those and not have that available as a treatment regime. Mm-hmm. That's a real possibility. So those kinds of things are, you know, a good reason why to, you know, protect yourself from being infected with HIV. Not everyone can tolerate the medications. If you can't tolerate the medications, then you don't have anything to eradicate the virus, so you're going to, develop opportunistic infections and progress to AIDS. You know, with treatment, you know, the virus is eradicated and there's no real threat. I've been on medication since 1997. I've been what is called an undetectable viral load since that time, so I'm not able to infect. My partner of 13 years is not HIV positive.
Right.
And
but so you technically will not be passing on HIV.
No, I won't. As long as I adhere to my medications and I get blood work regular, and like I said, I have been undetectable since 1997 because of the adherence to the medications that I'm on.
Are you still careful though?
Oh yes, absolutely, practicing safe sex. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because just on the off, you know, 0.0001% chance that you could pass it on, you wouldn't want to do that to somebody.
No, absolutely not. I don't think that anyone would choose to be, you know, infected with HIV and have to have a life that revolves around, you know, going to the doctors, regular blood works, taking medications every day for the rest of your life.
Why?
And that's what it is until there's a cure.
Right. Why is it that you think AIDS is still being spread? I mean, what is it that is in our minds that's causing us to think that the situation is under control, that we don't have to be concerned about this?
Well, I really don't think that there is enough education, for one. And the other thing is that we're not seeing it like we did in the early years. The medications now eradicate the virus, and a person can, you know, live a long and healthy life if they adhere to the medications. But because we have the pill, people think, oh, there's a cure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
it's not that easy.
These are heavy-duty medications. You know, there are, you know, anywhere from nuisance side effects to severe side effects. And
you were on early medications, which we don't use in this country, but you were telling me about the impacts of those medications on you. What did they do to your body?
Yeah, when I tried AZT in 1990, and I experienced nausea, headaches, vomiting, diarrhea, neuropathy, which now I still continue to suffer from having had that experience on AZT, and I would have probably died had I stayed on it. At that time, the dosages were so high and toxic that many people actually died from, you know, the drug itself. Although now, AZT still is used around the world and successfully at lower doses, and actually has been used to prevent mother-to-child transmission of HIV.
Mm-hmm. But you said you've had your whole face reconstructed.
Yes, in 2004 I had my face reconstructed due to lipoatrophy, facial wasting, a side effect of one of the earlier drugs used to treat HIV, the side effect was loss of facial fat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had the reconstruction. And
is that something Medicare pays for, BC Medical, or is that...
No, it wasn't. Actually, I was a volunteer patient, so I was able to have it, you know, without having to pay for it. But certainly, the drugs here in Canada, the drugs that were responsible for causing that aren't used, but those drugs still are used in other places in the world, and so people still are dealing with lipoatrophy, facial wasting caused by the HIV/AIDS medications.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look awesome, and you sound great, and I know you're taking part in the Pride Parade, so have fun on the AIDS Vancouver float coming up this weekend.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, it's lovely. I wish the folks could see you because you are really the picture of health. You're tanned, you're blonde, you look relaxed, so clearly everything's working.
Welcome down to Pride on Sunday, and I'll be waving from the float.
Sounds good. All right.
Thank you, Jill.
Thanks, Bradford McIntyre. Stay with us. Much more coming up here on the Simi Sarah Show.
With BCAA car insurance, you're good to save money for being a good driver. You're good to save by going hybrid or electric. You're good to save by insuring multiple vehicles. Multiple vehicles, not driven by the same person at the same time. With discounts for good drivers, fuel-efficient cars, and multiple vehicles, we'll help find the plan that's right for you and the savings you deserve. BCAA Car Insurance. You're good to go.
Do you hear that? Listen close. It's coming from your child. And sadly, it's the sound of your pills. Prescription medicine is the new drug, and 3/4 of our kids get it from home. Stop the abuse. Your kids need you to take back all unused medicine. Learn how and where at CanadaDrugFree.org. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free Canada.
If you've got an Android device, download the Chorus Radio app and get CKNW News anywhere, anytime. It's 2 o'clock. Live from BC's News Leader, this is the Simi Sarah Show on CKNW News Talk 980. Now, filling in for Simi Sarah, here's Jill Crobb.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the program. Coming up on the Simi Sarah Show, BC small businesses feeling the squeeze, particularly with American retailers coming to British Columbia. Right now, we head over to the CKNW News Desk for the major news to two. Here's Terry Shintz.
Jill, the provincial government has announced the terms of reference for a core review aimed at saving at least $50 million a year. The minister responsible, Bill Bennett, says vulnerable British Columbians who need social programs should not be alarmed.
Unless a social